Coach Ross Dahma joins me for his pregame comment. Says, Coach Ross Dahma joins me for his pregame comment. Says the Defenders take on Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball Saturday afternoon in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Coach, your team coming off a big win and taking on a game, playing in a game here where your team hasn't had a lot of success in those location over the past few years. I would imagine your thoughts turn quickly towards preparing for Nebraska Wesleyan after the win on Wednesday night over Northwestern.
Yeah, Mike, this game obviously is of concern for us for a couple of reasons. One, you know, we had the nice emotional win over Northwestern on Wednesday night, and so you're always worried about being a little flat. And then, two, like you mentioned, you know, history has not been real kind to us at Nebraska Wesleyan. This group of seniors has never won there. We've struggled there, and definitely going to be playing a team that's 0-4, but they've lost some very close games. So there's a number of things that are of grave concern for us as we head into this game.
Looking at Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that two things strike me. First is that they have a lot of balance, and secondly, they are scoring a few more points than they have in past years.
Yeah, they play 10 guys, and the minutes are pretty equal as far as distributing those things. And they have scored more points than they have in the past. They're a little bit more up-tempo. They're using a few more isolation plays than maybe what they've done in the past. And, this team, they're a team that their sum is definitely greater than their parts at this point. And I know that they're 0-4 in the league, but they played some teams very tough. Briarcliff, Northwestern, Hastings, they've lost to those three schools in addition to Concordia. Three of those four schools are as good as there are in the conference right now.
Tell me about Nebraska Wesleyan's approach to the game and what you need to do to counteract it.
Well, they're the most physical school in the conference. It's going to be very rough there. It's going to be on their floor, and so we just expect it to be a very rugged game. We're going to need to be very good defensively. You know, they're very physical with their screens. We have to get through those screens. We've got to be able to defend and not let them get on rolls. They're a team that in the last couple of times we played over there, they just scored a lot of points against us. And, well, we haven't done a great job on the road defending yet. So it's definitely going to be a game that we have to be very cognizant of getting stops early and often.
That is Coach Ross Dahma talking about today's matchup between Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan, the Dort College Defenders. Victorious in their most recent outing, as Coach Dahma alluded to, getting that victory over Northwestern. And it wasn't long after, and Coach Dahma was talking about Nebraska Wesleyan. In fact, he talked about it immediately in the postgame show, and I'm sure there was some conversation about it in the postgame locker room on Wednesday night as well. Nebraska Wesleyan is a team that is 4-4 overall, 0-4 in the GPAC. The wins for Wesleyan outside the conference are over Concordia of Illinois, Dominican of California, Simpson and Austin. Losses in league play are to Concordia 68-65, Briarcliff 71-64, Northwestern 79-68 last week in Orange City, and Hastings 64-58. Wesleyan's averaging 70.1 points per game while giving up 64.4 points per contest, and they convert 48.8% of their shots while opponents are making 42.2%. Wesleyan has been out-rebounded on average 32.4 to 33.4. Eric Jackson scores 11.7 points per game to lead the Wolves and has 16 assists and makes 42.6% of the shots he takes. Tim Schweitzer is good for 11.3 points per game, and he grabs 4.6 rebounds, and he has made 60.3% of his field goal attempts. Prince Scheidel leads the team with a 6.9 rebounding average, and he is good for 8.9 points per contest. Jonah Bradley's at 8 points per game. Byron Thompson leads the team at assists with a 4.0 average. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Taking a look at the Dort College notes, the Defender men are 9-2 this season, 3-2 in the league, start of the year 6-0. Dort's outscoring teams 83.5 to 65.4. They convert 51.4% of their field goals while out-rebounding teams 39 to 30.4. Dort College has made more free throws, 173, than opponents have attempted, 166. As a team, the Defenders are making 41.9% of the three-point shots that they attempt. Cliff Warner converts 14.8 points per game and is shooting 45.8% from the floor and 47.6% on three-point attempts. Warner's the team leader in assists with 4 per game. Trevor Walterstorff contributes 13.8 points per game and is taking down a team-high 6.1 rebounds and converts 58.8% of his field goals. Jordan Vogel contributes 12.5 points per game and is making 69.6% of his field goal attempts. Austin Kachi is dumping in 11.4 points per game and is 17 of 36 on three-pointers with 3.9 rebounds per outing. Chris Severs has lifted his scoring average to 9.1 points per game, while Kyle Lindberg and Sean Kaiser each make 7.5 and 7.4 points per game. Most recent outing for Nebraska Wesleyan was a contest here on Wednesday when they lost to Hastings 32-27. They trailed at halftime 32-27 and lost 64-58. Hastings converted 21 of 59 field goals, 17 of 20 free throws to forge that win. Wesleyan went 21 of 54 from the field, 13 of 24 on free throws. They committed 19 turnovers to 14 for the Broncos. Trevor Johnson at 13 points off of the bench for Nebraska Wesleyan with 6 rebounds. Eric Jackson added 12 points and had 3 assists. The Defender men trailed by 13 early but cut the gap to 33-26 against Northwestern on Wednesday night at halftime and used a 14-0 run to go from down 8 to up 6 and never led by less than 3 in the final 14 minutes Wednesday night to take a 64-56 win at the DeWitt Gym in the matchup of rated teams. Trevor Walterstorff at 19 points and 6 rebounds. Austin Kachi at 16 points and 6 rebounds with a steal. Cliff Warner added 9 points and 3 assists with 2 steals. Back with a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at our starting lineups then for today's basketball game. Let's begin with the host school, Nebraska Wesleyan, under coach Cam Shuknick. They will start number 10, Jonah Bradley. Bradley is averaging 8 points per game. He is a 6-foot junior from Norfolk, Nebraska. Number 12 is Byron Thompson. Thompson's averaging 4.4 points per game. He's a 5'10 sophomore from Centennial, Colorado. Eric Jackson, averages 11.7 points per game. He's a 6'2 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska. Trent Scheidel is a 6'5 junior from Falls City, Nebraska, averaging 8.9 points per game. And Tim Schweitzer is a 6'8 junior from Bedford, Iowa, averaging 11.3 points per game. Again, for Wesleyan, it will be Bradley, Thompson, Jackson, Scheidel, and Schweitzer. Fort Ord College, they will counter with Cliff Warner, a 6-foot senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 14.8 points per game. Austin Kachi wears number 21. He's a 6'4 junior from Orange City, averaging 11.4 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is number 25. He's a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.8 points per game. Jordan Vogel's a 6'8 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game. And Chris Severs is a 6'8 senior from Huxley, Iowa, averaging 9.1 points per game. Off of the bench, anticipate seeing Kyle Lindberg for the Defenders, averaging 7.5 points per game. Lindberg's a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida. Nathan Rindles will get some run at guard. He's number 15, a 6'1 freshman from Boulder, Colorado. Sean Kaiser wears number 23. He's a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.4 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff will see some time. He's number 35. He's a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 2.8 points per game. And Reese Beaver has been playing regularly a few minutes each contest. He is averaging 1.5 points per game. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Sioux Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the start of tonight's contest right after this. Schweitzer against Vogel, Dort College with the basketball. Warner passes it out front to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. He goes left side over to Kachi. Kachi to Severs. Severs backs his way in, puts it up with a left hand. Too soft, no good. Tap out rebound controlled by Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball to Vogel. Vogel facing up now 15 feet from the hoop. He's working against Trent Scheidel. Spin move in the lane, off the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Jonah Bradley. Couple good shots by the defenders, unable to finish. Here comes Wesleyan. Coming back the other way, Jonah Bradley with Nebraska Wesleyan's first possession of the contest. They pass right side over to Scheidel. Scheidel with the ball, looking for Schweitzer. Schweitzer with it on the wing. Schweitzer gives it off to Jonah Bradley. Shot on the way from the perimeter, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Dort College with the basketball, no transition opportunity. He passes left side over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets a screen. He's on the right wing. They switch. Vogel with it on the right side. Jordan with the basketball comes back over to Warner. Warner with it. 19 minutes left to go in the first half. Scoreless. Here's Severs. Severs hook shot in the lane. Left it. Short. No good. Good looking shot again. Rebound taken away by Schweitzer. You got to think those are going to start falling sooner or later for the defenders. Two possessions. They've had good shots. With the right side, Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley gives it to Schweitzer. Schweitzer working against Severs. His turnaround in the lane is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Schweitzer. Schweitzer kick out pass. Two-pointer from the corner is good. Jonah Bradley with the two-point basket, and Nebraska Wesleyan takes the early lead at 2-0. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He comes over to Vogel. Vogel with it at the point. Comes left side over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing. Kachi gives it up to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf over to Warner. Warner with the ball on the right wing. Warner comes back over to Kachi. Kachi left side. It goes to Walthersdorf. Posting up is Vogel. Vogel working against Trent Scheidel. Vogel. Hook shot in the lane. Soft shot, no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Walthersdorf. No, he saved it into a Wesleyan player. Here comes Wesleyan. Dort College pounding it down low early, but not finishing the shots in the lane inside 10 feet. Wesleyan with the basketball. Jackson. Jackson gives it up over to Bradley. Bradley gives it up. Two-point shot on the way. It's up and down for Trent Scheidel, and Wesleyan leads 4-0. 4-0 our score. Into the front court with it is Cliff Warner. Dort College has yet to attempt a shot from outside the lane. Cliff Warner working against Eric Jackson. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the ball. Walthersdorf in the lane. Leans his way up. Shot is off the back of the iron. No good. Fight for the basketball. Controlled by Wesleyan and Jackson. Jackson hands it off to Thompson. Thompson will take it across the timeline. Thompson with it on the left wing. Wesleyan has held Dort College scoreless the first 3 minutes. Right side pass over to Bradley, guarded there by Kachi. They drop it off underneath, ball's down on the floor, picked up by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf wins the race to the loose ball. Here comes Dort College and Warner. Warner stops at the free throw line, tries to pass it out, and it's taken away by Jackson with the steal. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Wesleyan leads 4-0, 16:40 remaining in the first half. Dort College with a pair of players waiting to check in at the next break, and we've got a foul called on Trevor Walthersdorf on the perimeter. Coming out to meet Eric Jackson. Kachi checks in. Vogel checks in. Severs checks out. And Severs checks out. So Dort College with two new players into the contest. Byron Thompson with it out front. Thompson gives it off to Jackson. Jackson guarded by Walthersdorf. Comes back to Scheidel. Scheidel shot in the lane, dumps it underneath. The layup is good. Count the hoop and a foul called on Vogel. Jordan Vogel gets whistled for the personal foul. Tim Schweitzer will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 6-0 our score. Nebraska Wesleyan in front. Dort College has had good shots on the offensive end. They just haven't put them in. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with it. See Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner, three-pointer is good. Cliff bottoms out the three. Dort College trails 6-3. So Dort College is on the board. 16:05 remaining in the first half. Wesleyan with it. Bradley. Bradley on the right side. Walthersdorf gambles for it. Now he hustles back into position. Jackson, pass goes underneath. Shot is up. No good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Vogel to the outlet over to Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner stops, feeds the trailer. Lindbergh. Lindbergh stops on the right wing with the right hand to dribble. Picks it up now, looking. Passes out front to Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser on the left wing. Lindbergh. Lindbergh spots up, drives in now. Off the bounce. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Wesleyan. And they get it in to Thompson. Byron Thompson with the basketball. Transition opportunity. Underneath it goes Scheidel. Scheidel with the ball. Scheidel back over to Thompson. Thompson will set things up from the point. 20 seconds to shoot for Nebraska Wesleyan. Pass goes underneath Thompson. Thompson missed it. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up court himself. Kyle into the front court with the basketball. Goes Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball, no good. Rebound taken away by Thompson. Thompson with the ball. Dort College, another good look at the offensive end and just couldn't close it out. 14:55 left to play. First half, 6-3, Nebraska Wesleyan. Schweitzer backing his way in. Kick out Scheidel. Scheidel, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser has the basketball. He'll bring it up against Bradley. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play by Trent Scheidel. Question is, did it come on the shot or before the shot? They will say it came on the shot. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 14:40 left to play, first half. Not much stoppage in play in the first 5 minutes and 20 seconds of this one. Lindberg to the free throw line. The left-hander from Margate, Florida, hits the heel. No good. Well, anything but a sharp start for the defenders. Vogel checks out. Severs is in. Trevor Walterstorff is out. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Warner remains on the floor. York College rotating through. Another free throw on the way for Lindberg, trying to make it 6-4. And that one's off the heel as well. Well, North College has had their opportunities early on, haven't taken advantage. Now the law of averages, those are going to start falling, you hope. Sas Karame passes it over to Thompson. Thompson working against Warner. Shot on the way from the top of the key, and it banks in. A 19-foot bank shot for Andrew Middles. Not sure he called it, but it goes in anyhow. It's 8-3. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner on the left side. Comes over to Severs. Severs to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gives it off to Lindberg. Lindberg posting up Karame. Feels for him. Passes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back left side over to Warner. Warner wants a ball screen. 6 seconds to go on the shot clock, and the ball is tapped out of bounds by Thompson. 3 seconds remaining on the shot clock as it's tapped out of bounds. Dort College will inbound out on the baseline about 15 feet left side as we face it. So Kaiser will throw the ball in. Sean to throw it in. Dort College trailing 8-3. Cliff Warner knocks down the jumper from the left baseline. He makes it 8-5. So Cliff Warner with a couple of field goals. That one from 12 feet on the left baseline. And the defenders trail 8-5. Wesleyan with the basketball. Eric Jackson. Long three on the way. Rims it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Here comes Dort College. Sean into the front court with the basketball. Goes over to Warner. Warner right side. Tyler. Tyler with the basketball on the right side. Tyler Walterstorff goes over to Chris Severs. Severs back over to Warner. They try to get it underneath to Kaiser posting up. Lindberg, top of the key. 15-footer. No good. Hit it off the heel. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Trey Bradley. Bradley to Sas Karame. Karame with the basketball. He comes back to Jackson. Eric Jackson guarded there by Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College in a zone, and a reach-in foul called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal. So Warner whistled for personal foul number one. And the North College defenders trail at 8-5. 12:56 left to play here in the first half. Inbounding, right side will be Andrew Middles. Middles throws it in over the top to Travis Gieselman. Gieselman checked in at the last break. It's 8-5, Wesleyan in front. Neither team's used a timeout yet. Pass underneath, and Austin Kachi is going to be called for the foul on the post defense. Posting him up was Trevor Johnson. So Johnson gets the foul called on Austin Kachi. So Austin picks up foul number one. Team foul number four already on the defenders. Just over 7 minutes into this contest. Wesleyan over the basketball. They pass it right side to Gieselman. Gieselman to Karame. Karame dumps it underneath. Layup is good for Trevor Johnson. 10-5, Wesleyan in front. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner setting the offense. Cliff has it in between the circles. He goes left side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Severs. They work high-low. Chris Severs with the basketball. Severs puts it on the floor. He'll drive in, lays it up, count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play by Karame. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the three-point play and draw Dort College to within two. Right now it's a three-point ball game at 10-7. 12:14 left to go in the first half of play. So the free throw on the way for Severs. Free throw up and down. So Chris Severs makes his first free throw attempt. Dort College trails 10-8. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Bradley. Bradley across midcourt. Zone defense applied by the defenders. Wesleyan, they go Karame in the corner. They trap him. Cross-court pass comes over the top. Gieselman. Gieselman out front to Bradley. Into the free throw lane. Shot is up and good. A hook shot by Trevor Johnson. He's got four, and the defenders trail 12-8. So Wesleyan answers with a two-point basket. Back the other way we go. Cliff Warner with it. Warner to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it on the left wing. Tyler with the left hand. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's either going to be on Karame or Gieselman. Foul goes on Gieselman. That's his first. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Trying to answer the two-point basket by Nebraska Wesleyan on the other end with a pair of free throws on the offensive end for the defenders. Tyler's first free throw off the mark, no good. Dort College now 1-for-4 from the free throw line in the early going. 8 minutes and 21 seconds into this contest. So far the pacing has been to Nebraska Wesleyan's favor, or the score has been. Dort College has had good shots, they just haven't dropped. Second free throw by Walterstorff hangs on the rim and drops through. It's a three-point ball game. Trevor is in, Tyler is out. That's the Walterstorff brothers. Trevor the senior, Tyler the sophomore. So Walterstorff, that's Tyler, makes the free throw. He's now 5 of 7 for the year. Dort College is down 3. Wesleyan basketball, Travis Gieselman. Gieselman passes left side over to Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley gives it up over to Middles. Hook shot in the lane, and another two-point basket for Trevor Johnson. He comes in off of the bench, and he's got 6 points. And the Wesleyan lead is 14-9. They're up 5. Trevor Walterstorff goes left side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with it on the left wing. Austin passes right side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Severs. Severs trying to feel his way in. Puts it up. Shot no good. And rebound taken away by Tim Schweitzer. So Schweitzer able to hold Severs out. And Schweitzer now works the high-low to Johnson. They go right side with the basketball is Middles. Middles goes short corner to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Middles. Middles left side, Bradley. Bradley drives in, cut off in the lane. Kick out pass to Gieselman. Gieselman, three, misses everything. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 10:31 remaining in the first half. Sean Kaiser will inbound the basketball. Nathan Rindles. Nathan Rindles will await the pass from Sean Kaiser. Rindles, a freshman. He's running point right now. He's from Boulder, Colorado. Goes left side, Kaiser, Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the left wing. Austin with the basketball back over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble. Looking, gets it out front. Trevor Walterstorff, now Kachi. 15 to shoot. They give it to a posting up, Jordan Vogel. It's tapped. Saved by Kachi near midcourt. 10 to shoot for the defenders. They reset the offense. 8 to shoot. Walterstorff back over to Rindles. 5 to shoot. Nathan with the basketball. He's going to have to get it away. Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. Dort College cuts it down to a 14-12 contest as the shot clock expires. 9:45 left to go in the half. Out front, Thompson. Thompson fires it left side over to Jackson. Jackson, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan Rindles into the front court. He passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. It's a fight underneath the basket between Vogel and Schweitzer. This time, they let it play on. A lot of contact, a lot of arm bars. Left side it goes Vogel. Vogel against Schweitzer, puts it on the floor. Vogel, fade away, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan and Scheidel. Wesleyan 14, Dort College 12. 9 minutes left to go in the first half. With it out front is Jackson. Thompson, that is. They go right side, Scheidel. Back out front, Thompson. Long two is good. Byron Thompson with his first two of the day. Dort College trails 16-12. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. He goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Walterstorff. Instead comes to Kachi. Kachi puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt blocked on the play. Comes out loose, 17 to shoot for the Dort College defenders. Kachi, left side, Rindles. Rindles, Kaiser, 10 to shoot. They get it underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled from behind on the play by Tim Schweitzer, and Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Credit Jordan Vogel that time with simply going up strong. He knew he was going to get hit rather than changing his shot. Took it straight to the rim. And he got fouled on the play, just unable to convert the field goal. So he goes to the free throw line to try and make it a two-point ball game with Dort College down by four. 16-12 our score, 8:26 left to go in the first half. So the free throw on the way for Vogel is up, short, no good. Wow. This will be the seventh free throw shot by the defenders, and currently they're 2 for 6. Got to start making those. Vogel, the free throw on the way, is up and too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walt. Gets it over to Cliff Warner. Three ball, no good. Rebound Lindberg. Lindberg up and down. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 16-14. Well, it has not been for lack of good looks for Dort College that they're trailing by two. Pass goes right side. Wesleyan with the basketball and the two-point lead. 8 minutes remaining. Scheidel gets it in the lane. Kick out pass. Shot on the way. Three is good. Three-point basket for Eric Jackson. Wesleyan leads 19-14. Back the other way, Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner picks it up, gets it away to Kachi. Kachi with the ball on the right wing. Comes back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Warner, Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. Jordan Vogel got called for not putting the ball on the deck before he picked up the pivot foot. 7:40 remaining in this half. Wesleyan 19, Dort College 14. Dort College extending the 2-3 zone out. Wesleyan with the basketball, Jackson. They go high post to Scheidel. Scheidel underneath Schweitzer. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Warner with the basketball near midcourt. Cliff with it. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg hesitates. Nothing there. Wesleyan very good at collapsing the defense against the drive. With it is Severs. Severs is fouled on the play, and that's going to be against Scheidel, and that's number two on Scheidel. Back into the game will be Trevor Johnson. Johnson with 6 points to his credit already. He'll check back in. He's a 6'5 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska. Dort College inbounding the basketball with Warner. That's team foul number four on Wesleyan. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Didn't get an open look at a three. Instead goes over to Warner. Dort College down five. Lindberg over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Three-pointer. Got it! Three-point basket. Austin Kachi is second of the ballgame. Dort College trails 19-17. 6:56 left to go, first half. Wesleyan with the basketball and the lead. Right side pass goes over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. He comes over to Eric Jackson. They go high post to Trevor Johnson. Johnson, kick out pass. Three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound cleaned up by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College. Down by two. Kyle Lindberg passes back over to Kachi. Sets, fires. Three, no good. Rebound taken down by Severs, and we've got a hold on the play called on Chris Severs on the rebound. Team foul number one on Severs, foul number one on Severs, team foul number five on the defenders. Both teams now with five fouls apiece. Wesleyan with the basketball, Byron Thompson to bring it up. Once Dort College has the rebound secured, Wesleyan is content to just hustle back on defense and plug things up. They get it underneath and a turnover. Jonah Bradley unable to handle the hot pass from Trevor Johnson. And Tim Schweitzer will check out of the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Sas Karame guarding Chris Severs. We have not had a tie. We have not had a lead change yet. Wesleyan has led from the outset. With it out front is Warner. Warner gives it off. Severs. Severs shot no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Dort College's post players not finishing inside right now. With the basketball goes Thompson. Thompson gets the return pass. He goes right side over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley to Karame. Karame to Thompson. Thompson, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg wants to bring it up court himself. Lindberg stops, gets it away to Kachi. Kachi over to Warner. Warner will step in, nothing there. Warner puts up the floater, no good. Rebound tapped out by Severs, controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball straight on, 25 feet from the hoop. He passes. Down low to Severs. Severs against Karame. Severs, jump hook in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, draws the contact, and he's fouled. It's going to go on Carame. That's his second, and Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I don't know what it is about this Nebraska Wesleyan gymnasium, but Dort College has not shot well here over the years. So Chris Severs goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Next foul puts Dort College in the bonus as well. Free throw by Severs is up and good. Well, Chris now 2 for 2 from the free throw line, trying to tie it up. Reese Beaver into the contest. Tyler Walterstorff in the game. Cliff Warner, Chris Severs, and Kyle Lindberg completing the quintet for the defenders. Trying to tie it up here at 19 is Severs. Severs' free throw is up, and it's good. Severs makes them both. He's got 5. And we're tied up at 19. Our first tie of the ballgame. 5:26 left to go in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball after the timeout. Driving in is Jonah Bradley. Bradley kicks it back out. Both teams going to their bench here right now. Goes to Johnson. Johnson working his way in against Lindberg. Puts up the hook shot. Missed it too strong. Rebound taken away by the shortest man on the floor. That's Cliff Warner. Warner with a head full of steam, and he is fouled on the play by Thompson. And Byron Thompson will send Cliff Warner to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. 4:52 remaining in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan 19, Dort College 19. Wesleyan has not trailed in this one. They scored the first 4 points, make that the first 6 points of the ball game. That was their biggest lead of the game. Dort College right now in the middle of a 9-5 run. 4:52 left to play in the first half. Cliff Warner to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. Now, I was a little presumptive on shooting a pair. It's the front end of a 1-and-1, so I beg your pardon. Warner now with 6, and Dort College has their first lead of the ballgame at 20-19. A second free throw on the way for Warner. Warner with 6, and now 7 as that one plunges straight through to the bottom of the well. 21-19, Dort College up by 2. 4:50 left to play in the first half of this one. Bringing the ball up is Eric Jackson. Jackson gets it handed off over to Trey Bradley. Bradley with the ball. He goes right side over to Andrew Middles. Middles to Jackson. Jackson back to Bradley. Bradley will step up, shoot a 3, missed it strong, no good. Rebound cleared out by Wesleyan. Winning the race to the rebound was Trevor Johnson, and now Wesleyan turns it over. It's Dort College basketball, 4:28 left to go in the half. An important 4 minutes and 28 seconds coming here. Dort College has the momentum. You want to keep it heading to halftime. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes high post. Severs. Severs with the basketball. Fakes the handoff. Instead comes back over to Beaver. Beaver at the point. Comes left side. Lindberg. Lindberg to Tyler. Tyler shakes. Nothing there. Back over to Warner. 15 to shoot. Tyler with the basketball. Draws the double team. Puts up the hesitation shot. Good. There's the Tyler Walterstorff we're used to watching. Hung in the air. Created something. Drew some contact and finished. 23-19. Dort College by 4. 3:55 left to go in the first half. Wesleyan over the basketball, Middles. Middles on the right side, guarded by Beaver. They come back over to Trevor Johnson. He's offensive-minded. They pass it into the lane. Jackson. Jackson, shot no good. One and done. Lindberg with a rebound. Here comes Dort College and Warner. Cliff into the front court. Cliff has the basketball. Hesitation move. Pulls it out at the free throw line. Comes back over to Beaver, and we've got a... Oh, my goodness. Warner and Middles collided. And that is a play you see off the ball so many times that no one gets called for a foul. This time they're going to call Cliff for the personal. That's his second. Okay. Dort College will send Rendles back into the game. Austin Kachi back on the floor. 23-19 our score. With the basketball is Trey Bradley. Bradley passes right side to Middles. Middles gives it up. Scheidel. Scheidel, nothing there. Vogel holds his ground. Wesleyan over the basketball. Scheidel, ball fake, and he's going to be called for traveling. That is not his game. That was Tim Schweitzer, actually. And Schweitzer, 6'8 junior from Bedford, Iowa, his game is close to the rim. Instead, he's out on the elbow, trying to put the ball on the deck, and he commits the turnover. Rendles is running point for the defenders right now. Beaver is out. Trevor Walterstorff checks in, and evidently he had a floor burn. He checks back into the ballgame with a bandage on his left leg below the knee. A sizable bandage, mind you. Left side is Rendles. Rendles goes high post to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Lots of contact there. No call made. Comes back over to Rendles. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Pat Anderson making sure everyone knows who the sheriff is in town this afternoon in Lincoln. He says it was last touched by Wesleyan. Dave Eagy and Rich Buckman also officiating this afternoon as assigned by the GPAC. Rendles gets it in over to Vogel. Vogel back over to Rendles. 15 to shoot. Rendles on the left wing. Dort College out of sorts. They get it to Kachi. He's at the point. 10 to shoot. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, nothing there. Rendles, 8 to shoot. Comes right side, Waltersdorf. 5 now to shoot. Trevor with the basketball. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel, shot is up, and they wave it off. Oh, boy! They're going to say that ball went through as the shot clock expired. I am not sure Vogel had the ball released, but they're going to give Dort College the three-point play opportunity. That's the kind of break you don't often get on the road. I thought the shot clock was going to expire. The Nebraska Wesleyan bench thought the shot clock was going to expire. As it is, that's foul number 2 on Tim Schweitzer, and Jordan Vogel's going to the free throw line for the three-point play, and he completes it. 26-19, Dort College leads by 7. Dort College right now in the midst of a 12-0 run. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Trey Bradley working against Rendles. Wesleyan with the basketball. They come over to Trevor Johnson. Johnson gets around Kaiser, and a foul on the play called on Sean Kaiser. Kaiser was able to prevent the shot from going in. That's foul number 1 on Sean. To the free throw line will be Wesleyan's Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson, 8 of 18 from the free throw line this season. That figures out to 44%. 2:22 left to go in the first half. He whispers that one through. He's got 7 first half points to lead Wesleyan, averaging 8.4 points per game off of the bench. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it a 5-point game. 2:22 left. Nothing but deuces on the board. 26-21, Dort College up. With 2:22 remaining in the first half, Rendles into the front court. Rendles playing for Warner, who's got 2 personals. Thompson gets a screen set on him. Rendles into the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt off of the glass, no good. Fetches it off of the glass one more time. Kaiser comes up with it. Kachi, 3 ball, straight on, got it! Austin Kachi with 3 squared this afternoon. Dort College leads 29-21. Kachi with a 3 from about a yard beyond the 3-point line, straight on. 29-21, Dort College by 8. 1:50 left to play in the first half. Jackson with the basketball. He comes out front to Bradley. Bradley, 3, hangs on the rim and goes through. Jonah Bradley with 5 points. Dort College leads 29-24. Dort College basketball, 1:35 left to play in the first half. Rendles with the ball, working against Thompson. They get it up front, Kachi. This time they match up with him closely. That's Jonah Bradley. Bradley over to Kaiser. Kaiser, 3 ball, missed it. No good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Eric Jackson. Jackson with the basketball, gets it away to Thompson. Thompson with the ball. Gets it over to Johnson. Johnson to Jackson. Jackson out front to Jonah Bradley. Bradley another 3. This one misses badly. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh is in. Kaiser is out. 29-24, Dort College with the lead and the basketball, the length of the floor in front of them. Lindbergh will hand it to Rendles, and Rendles will walk it into the front court. Nathan with the basketball. Nathan has it on the right side. Gets it up front. Lindbergh, 59 seconds and counting. Kachi looking down low. Vogel. Vogel muscles it up. Baseline jumper. Nice. Jordan Vogel with 5. 31-24. He gets the turnaround from about 7 feet. Spun to the baseline that time. And the Dort College defenders lead by 7. Pass comes out front with the basketball is Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Jackson. Dort College hounding him. Comes in, drives in, and a blocking foul called on Vogel. Jordan Vogel gets called for the personal foul. It's foul number 2 on Jordan. I thought he was there. And Eric Jackson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 67% free throw shooter is Jackson, and the first one drops through. Eric Jackson, 11.7 points per game average. He's got 4 points. 31-25, Dort College by 6. Dort College, if they can secure a missed shot, rebound, will have the last shot. Well, now they'll inbound, and they can hold for the final shot if they so desire. Shot clock is off. 30 seconds remaining in the half as Rindles brings it across the timeline. Shouldn't go into the locker room. Up by less than 5 if you're Dort College. Waltersdorf, Lindbergh, 20 seconds on the clock. Comes back over to Rindles, guarded by Thompson. He goes over to Severs. Severs, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh looking, gives back over to Rindles. 10 to shoot. Rindles with the basketball, working on Thompson. Gets a ball screen, gets another screen. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi attacks. 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken away, and a foul called on the play. On the rebound against Kyle Lindbergh. So Lindbergh whistled for the personal. Tim Schweitzer is fouled on the play. Lindbergh whistled for his first personal foul. And Schweitzer went down like a sack of potatoes. Might have lost a contact. 0.3 seconds left to go in this half. And I would be shocked if Tim Schweitzer is shooting free throws here. I would imagine they'll take the opportunity to maybe get somebody who's a better free throw shooter off of the bench. Let's see how they play it. Schweitzer saying he's all right. Cam Shuknick, I thought, would probably press the issue and say he wanted somebody else shooting. So Tim Schweitzer will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1, and it looks like Dort College might go into the locker room. Up by less than 5, I had said that shouldn't happen, but it might. So Nebraska Wesleyan You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Might be a scratch on the nose for Schweitzer. And Schweitzer will go and shoot a 1-1. Schweitzer banged on the play in the face by Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh picks up his first personal on the rebound foul. So the 1-1 with 0.3 seconds remaining. After all that, Tim Schweitzer will step to the free throw line and misses it. 31-26, Dort College goes into the halftime locker room up by 5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 31-26. Nebraska Wesleyan started the game on a 6-0 run, and the Dort College defenders fought back to make it 8-5. Wesleyan extended the lead up to 14-9 and still led 16-12 before Dort College fought back to tie it up at 19-19. Dort College proceeded to score the next 7 points. That was part of a 12-0 run to go from down 19-14 to up 26-19. And the two teams exchange buckets and free throws through the final 4 minutes or so of the second half. We stand with a 5-point difference at 31-26. Dort College is led by Austin Kachi with 9 points. Nebraska Wesleyan topped by Trevor Johnson with 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers from the first half right after this. First half numbers look like this. Dort College, 10 of 30 from the floor, 33.3%, 4 of 8 on three-pointers, 50%, 7 of 12 on free throws, 58.3%. That was after starting the game, I believe, 1 for 5 from the free throw line. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 10 of 25 from the floor, 40%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort has won the rebounding battle for one half, 23-16. 8 offensive, 15 defensive for the defenders. For Wesleyan, 2 offensive and 14 defensive. Turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan 4, Dort College 3. Dort College is led by Trevor Walterstorff. I beg your pardon, Austin Kachi with 9 points. 3 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 5 on three-pointers. 7 points for Cliff Warner. 5 points each for Chris Severs and Jordan Vogel. 3 for Tyler Walterstorff, 2 for Kyle Lindberg. There's your 31 points. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 8 points for Trevor Johnson. 5 points each for Jonah Bradley and Eric Jackson. 2 each for Trent Scheidel, Tim Schweitzer, Byron Thompson, and Andrew Matisse, that is. I had him as Middles, but it's Matisse. Taking a look at the rebounds. Kyle Lindberg with 7 rebounds. 4 for Trevor Walterstorff. 3 rebounds for Jordan Vogel, 2 for Chris Severs, and 2 for Sean Kaiser. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 4 for Tim Schweitzer, and 4 for Eric Jackson. 2 for Trevor Johnson, 2 for Trent Scheidel. Trent Scheidel has 3 assists to lead Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College's Trevor Walterstorff has 2 assists. 1 steal for Austin Kachi, 1 steal for Eric Jackson. Both teams have just 1 steal. This is not been pressuring for steals, but it has been pressuring for poor shots, and that is reflected in neither team really lighting it up this afternoon in Lincoln. Dort College leads at halftime, though, 31-26. It's going to be a pretty important first 4 minutes or so of the second half. See who sets the tone first. 31-26 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Take a look at what else is happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. In Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball doubleheader action, we find Briarcliff playing Hastings, Mount Marty is at Midland, Dakota Wesleyan's at Concordia, Morningside visits Doan. Northwestern is playing a pair of games today. The women are taking on Martin Luther, while the men take on Dakota State. The women are on the road at New Ulm, while the Northwestern men are at home with Dakota State. Coming up later this week, Wednesday night, Dort College on the road again. As they travel to Morningside to take on the Mustangs. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Midland. Doan is at Concordia. And Dakota Wesleyan is at Mount Marty as we rapidly wind down the first semester of basketball play in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Today's broadcast of Dort College Athletics made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Let's check in with what happened last night in high school basketball around the area. There was a full slate of girls and boys basketball action. First of all, in girls' play, it was West Sioux over Remsen Union, 43-38. Western beat up on Cherokee, 84-42. Hinson over South O'Brien, 66-32. Remsen St. Mary's over Hartley, Melbourne, Sanborn, and War Eagle Conference play, 53-44. Also in girls' play, Unity went on the road to defeat Akron Westfield, 59-41. Sioux Center over Sibley Ocheaton, 47-28. Central Line, a 62-40 winner over Okoboji, while MLC Floyd Valley down George Little Rock, 65-41. It was Lamar's over Emmitsburg, 55-23. Galen down Spalding, 59-23. Boyden Hall, 45. West Lyon, 41. And it was Rock Valley over Sheldon, 43-39. In boys basketball last night in high school play, Western traveled to Cherokee and downed the Braves, 72-30. It was Hinton over South O'Brien, 70-60. Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 47. Remsen St. Mary's, 36 in War Eagle Conference play. Also on the War Eagle, Unity over Akron Westfield, 68-28. Galen defeats Spalding, 66-50. 83. Sioux Center down Sibley Ochedon in boys play, 88-41. With Central Line over Okoboji, 66-47. MLC Floyd Valley defeats George Little Rock, 76-31. Boyden Hall over West Lyon, 60-52. And Sheldon defeats Rock Valley, 53-52. There is some basketball and wrestling action taking place today in the high school ranks. Let's take a look at those schedules now. First of all, in wrestling, Sheldon, South O'Brien, Cherokee, MLC Floyd Valley, and West Lyon are at the Sibley O'Cheaton invite. Basketball doubleheader action. South O'Brien is at Clay Central Everly. Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn is at Unity. And it's a border battle in boys basketball with Elcester Hudson playing West Sioux. There are several top 25 men's college basketball games taking place today. Indiana, the top-rated team of the country, is in action, while number 2 Duke is hosting Temple. Syracuse plays Monmouth. Arizona, number 8 in the country, is at Clemson. Number 13 Illinois plays number 10 Gonzaga. Missouri plays Tennessee State, while number 14 Minnesota is on the road to take on USC. University of New Mexico hosts Valparaiso. North Carolina is home with East Tennessee State. Notre Dame at number 22 in the country plays Brown, and number 23 Oklahoma State is playing Missouri State University. Sports on KDCR today made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Bremsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313, by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. We'll be back with more from Snyder Arena at the Weary Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We do have some scores in from women's basketball. I want to see if we've got everything in, though. Still looking for Midland and Mount Marty, and it looks like that one's in as well. Score sheets complete for the conference for women's play. Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan, 67-34. Dort now 3-3 in the conference. Wesleyan 0-5. Briarcliff over Hastings, 82-69. Briarcliff improves to 5-1. Hastings falls to 3-3. Mount Marty over Midland, 84-71. Mount Marty now 2-3. I beg your pardon, 3-2. Midland is 1-5. Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 78-56. Concordia now 6-0. Nebraska Wesleyan falls back. Dakota Wesleyan falls back to 2-3. Morningside over Doan, 69-48. Morningside 4-1. Doan falls to 0-6, and it was Northwestern handily over Martin Luther, that is. I believe that final ended up 105-56 or somewhere in that neighborhood. I can't find that one right now. We start the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball after the intermission at halftime. Dort College in man-to-man defense right here. They played some zone early in the first half, and throughout much of the first half actually was in a 2-3 zone. Driving in, shot is up, hanging on the rim and dropping through is Jonah Bradley. Bradley with 7 points, and the Dort College lead is 31-28. Cliff Warner into the front court. With it on the right side is Kachi. Austin with the basketball, well out on the floor. They go Severs. Severs on the right elbow. They look underneath for Kachi. Kachi gives it up Vogel. Vogel, turn around to the lane, is good. Jordan Vogel with 7 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 33-28. Two teams exchange buckets over the first minute of the second half. Scheidel with the basketball. Neither team in much foul trouble. You've got some players with two each. Banking it in. On the runner is Eric Jackson. Jackson makes it 33-30. Dort College with a three-point lead. Left side pass, Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball into the lane. Puts it up. And a charging foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf. Is setting up to take the charge was Byron Thompson. So Trevor has just picked up his second personal. And Wesleyan has an opportunity to cut into the three-point lead. It was a five-point ball game at halftime.
Thompson goes left side, Jackson, guarded there by Trevor. Comes back over to Thompson for the tie. Three, hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner with the basketball. He goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff goes to Severs. Severs to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner out front, Vogel. Vogel left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Severs. Severs too strong with the left hand on the hook shot. Rebound cleared out by Wesleyan and Trent Scheidel. Off and running is Thompson. Thompson stops, fires it left side over to Jackson. Jackson fires it out front. Flagging it down is Scheidel near midcourt. They go to Schweitzer. Schweitzer reverses back over to Jackson. Jackson to Thompson. Thompson underneath to Schweitzer. Schweitzer comes back over to Jackson. His shot misses. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Austin will bring it into the front court himself. Austin with the basketball. Left side it goes. Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Vogel. Vogel has the hook shot if he wants it. Now kicks it out to Warner, and we've got a foul called on the play against Nebraska Wesleyan. Foul's going to go on Trent Scheidel, and he's the first player for either team to pick up his third personal. Severs checks out. Lindbergh checks in. Dort College with the basketball. Checking in will be Trevor Johnson. Checking out is Scheidel. Those two are about a standoff in terms of skill. They both average about 8 points per game. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball on the left wing. Austin with the basketball. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking underneath. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with it on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Guarded there by Thompson. Vogel sets a screen for him. Ball's tapped. Controlled by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Over to Kachi. 19 to shoot for the defenders. Austin back over to Trevor. Trevor on the left side. Gets a screen and bounces it off of a Wesleyan player out of bounds. They'll reset the shot clock to 15 seconds. As the Wesleyan player kicked it out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cliff Warner will trigger it in. Warner gets it into Lindbergh. Back over to Warner at the top, working against Thompson. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Austin with the basketball. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Walterstorff hammered on the play. And Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Jonah Bradley. Bradley has 5 fouls to give, and he used one up there, making certain that Walterstorff didn't finish the shot down low. So Trevor will go to the free throw line for a pair, trying to extend the lead back to where we stood at halftime. Currently it's 33-30, Dort College by 3. Free throw on the way for Trevor is too strong, no good. Another one on the way. Walterstorff held scoreless in the first half of this contest. Another free throw on the way by Walterstorff. Trevor's free throw is up, and that one's good. So he makes 1 of 2. Dort College leads 34-30. Now you want to stop on the other end. Thompson with the basketball, guarded by Warner. Ball's tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Trevor Walterstorff. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball in front of their bench. On the offensive end, throwing the ball in for Wesleyan will be Eric Jackson. Jackson triggers it, and Jackson will hand it off to Thompson, who sets the offense. Thompson gives it back over to Bradley. Bradley guarded by Kachi. They jump out on the screen. Now they switch back. Vogel guarding Schweitzer. Shot in the lane is good by Schweitzer. Schweitzer now with 4 points, and the defenders lead by a deuce, 34-32. Left side passes Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner on the right wing. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Trevor Walterstorff. Left side, Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel, soft touch in the lane. Jordan's got 9. 36-32. You got to string together a couple stops. 16-15. You don't like exchanging buckets. You got to get a stop on the defensive end. Byron Thompson with the basketball. Schweitzer, Jackson. Jackson underneath. This is Johnson. Johnson back over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Thompson. Thompson spots up. No. They go instead over to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Johnson. He has the dribble. Goes back over to Thompson. Thompson step back. He's going to drive baseline. Fades away from 17. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. There's a stop. Pass comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Nope, short. Rebound tapped out by Lindbergh. Out of bounds, though. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball, and Coach Cam Shuknick wants a timeout on the Wesleyan bench. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by 4. Back with more in a moment. 4-point advantage for the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan sends Sass Karame into the contest. For Dort College, they counter with Lindbergh, Warner, Severs, Kaiser, and Trevor Walterstorff. Wesleyan with Trevor Johnson, Byron Thompson, Sass Karame, Jonah Bradley, and Nathan Jackson. Beg your pardon, Eric Jackson on the floor. They get it out front, Thompson. Thompson goes high post to Trevor Johnson. They swing it over the top. Three-pointer, missed everything, no good. Short, Jonah Bradley misses on the three-point shot. Here comes Dort College, Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low. Looks to reverse it, comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner looking for the screen, for the pass down low to Severs. Severs against Karame, and Severs finishes. He's got seven. Dort College leads 38-32. Dort College has gotten a couple of stops defensively. Let's see if they can put together one more. With it into the front court is Thompson. Thompson to Jackson. Jackson near midcourt. Nearly chases it into the backcourt. Walterstorff on defense. They get it up front to Johnson. Johnson to Thompson. Thompson along to no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh. One and done. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Lindbergh into the lane. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff stops, pops, 17-footer. Gets on the rim. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Karame. And here comes Wesleyan back the other way. Dort College had a chance. Here comes Wesleyan now, down by six. 14-20 remaining in the game. They pass it down low. And a reach-in foul called on Kyle Lindbergh on the defense of Trevor Johnson. Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his second personal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw on the way by Johnson is up on the rim and it drops through. Johnson now with 8 points. His season average is 8.4. Vogel is in. Lindbergh is out. Tyler Walterstorff will check in. Another free throw on the way. Trevor Walterstorff checks out. And Andrew Matisse checks into the contest. Checking out is Jonah Bradley. So the two teams countering with their reserves. Second free throw is up and down for Trevor Johnson, and it's back to a four-point ball game. 38-34, Dort College. Up by four. Right side pass goes over to Kaiser. 14-10 remaining. They get it over to Vogel. Vogel, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball looking down low. Gets it to Severs. Working against Karame. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play on Karame. Karame just unable to keep Severs out of the lane. So Karame called for the personal foul. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to try and extend it back to a six-point ball game. First free throw by Chris Severs is on the way. And the senior makes it. Eight for Severs. Dort College with 7 second-half points. Make that 8 second-half points, beg your pardon. And another one on the way for Severs. This one's up and off the side of the rim, no good. And Tyler Walterstorff commits a foul on the rebound. Tyler picks up the personal. For him, that's foul number one, team foul number three. Dort College by five, 39-34. Well, this one's going to be won and lost on the defensive end. I don't care what I don't want to say I don't care about the offensive end, but defense is where this one's going to be won and lost for both teams. It's going to be a slugfest yet down the stretch. With the basketball, working it in is Matisse. Matisse kicks it into the corner. Down low it goes to Johnson. Kick out pass, three on the way. It's good. Matisse hits the three. He's got five, and the Dort College lead is back to two at 39-37. Quickly up the floor is Warner, and we've got a foul on the play called on Karame. Karame whistled for the personal. That's his fourth. And Wesleyan's post player's now in some foul trouble. You've got Karame with four. Tim Schweitzer will check in. I believe he's got two. And you've got Scheidel with three. Fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. 11:31 left to go in the game. They get it back over to Warner. Warner gets it into the corner. Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball looking down low. Instead, they come back out front to Warner. They'll switch off and put Trevor Johnson on Chris Severs this time. They bounce it down low for Tyler Walterstorff, and he's held on the play by Byron Thompson. That's foul number two on Thompson. Team foul number five on Wesleyan. So Austin Kachi is in. Sean Kaiser will check out. Cliff Warner to inbound the basketball. Warner inbounding. In danger of a 5 seconds call. Gets it in over the top to Tyler Walterstorff. Gives it back over to Kachi. Press 35 for Door College to work with. Comes back left side over to Tyler. Tyler out front. Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel over to Warner. Warner with it on the right side. Warner to Seavers. Seavers 20 feet from the basket. Looking down low is Tyler Walterstorff. Back over to Kachi. Kachi at the free throw line. Back over to Tyler. Tyler drives in. Puts it up. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. Tyler Walterstorff fouled in the act of shooting. He finishes at the rim, and he goes to the free throw line for an opportunity at a three-point play. Eric Jackson's going to check in for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's their leading scorer. Also checking in is Trent Scheidel. Scheidel is in. Schweitzer is out. Tyler Walterstorff, who is 1-for-2 from the free throw line today, will go to the free throw line. Try to extend the Door College lead back to 5. 12:53 left to go in the game. Free throw is up. Free throw is through. Ty Walterstorff with 6. And the defenders lead 42-37. 12:53 and counting. Ball game. Wesleyan over the basketball. Trey Bradley brings it up against Cliff Warner. He passes left side over to Trevor Johnson. Johnson, spin move in the lane, puts up the short shot. Can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball, but we've got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Door College and Chris Seavers. Seavers whistled for his second. And that's team foul number 4 on the defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Andrew Matisse. Matisse to throw it in. Still looking. Ball stolen by Warner, taken back by Wesleyan and Matisse. Matisse down on the baseline, Door College by 5. Wesleyan over the basketball. This is Scheidel. Scheidel comes back over to Matisse. Matisse driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Cliff, and he's just picked up his third. We might see Rendles for a little stretch here. Let's see what Coach Ross Dalma decides. And we will see Nathan Rendles check into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check out. Not a bad spot to give Cliff a minute or two break. Wesleyan to inbound. This is Matisse throwing it in. Matisse still looking, and he gets it in to Trevor Johnson. North College in man-to-man defense out of the out-of-bounds play. Matisse guarded by Rendles. They don't set a ball screen that time. Instead, they go left side. Three-pointer is good. Three-point basket by Trey Bradley. He got open. I'm not sure how he got that wide open. And North College now leads by 2, 42-40. Right side pass over to Austin Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Instead, they come over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Rendles. Rendles to Vogel. Vogel right side, Tyler Walterstorff. 12 minutes left to go in the contest. Trying to pass it down low, and it's kicked out of bounds by Jackson. It'll be Door College basketball. Trevor's in, and Chris Seavers checks out. .11:57 left to play in the game. Door College 42, Wesleyan 40. Ty Walterstorff, three-pointer, hangs on the rim and goes through. They count it. The ball hit off the top of the glass. Coach Cam Shuknisk is saying it touched the shot clock. The referees put the arms up. They say three. We'll take it. Tyler Walterstorff with 9 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 45-40, and Dort College uses a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Near the midpoint of the, well, we aren't quite near the midpoint. 11:51 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College leads 45-40. Tyler Walterstorff just knocked down a three to make it 45-40. He's got 9 points. And Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball back after the timeout. Dort College used their first timeout of the ballgame. They've got 5 remaining. Wesleyan has used 2. They pass it down low with a basketball. Here's Trevor Johnson, and we've got a hold called on the play before the shot can go up. I believe that's team foul number 6 on the defenders in this half. That's going to go on Tyler, and that's number 2 on him. Both teams are going to be in the bonus from here on out. Inbounding the basketball is Nebraska Wesleyan and Andrew Matisse. Comes outside. to Bradley. Bradley, around the horn they go, over to Johnson. Lob it down low, Schweitzer. Schweitzer puts it up, blocked by Vogel. Ball's loose. It's still loose, picked up by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan into the front court, stops, feeds it Vogel. Vogel at the top of the key, that's out of his range. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, right side, Waltersdorf. Tyler gets baseline, puts it up off of the glass, good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 3 points in the second half. Dort College extends their lead to 47-40. Get another stop or two here. With the basketball is Trey Bradley. Bradley on the left side. Bradley picks up his dribble, comes back over to Trevor Johnson. Johnson feeds it right side to Matisse. Matisse for the basketball. Matisse goes left side. Bradley. Bradley hit a three moments ago. Comes back to Schweitzer. Schweitzer looking down low. Comes back left side to Matisse. Matisse over the top of Kachi. Shot misses badly. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. He doesn't have the numbers. And we've got a foul coming over the top and a silly, silly foul by Trent Scheidel. Kachi stopped in front of him. Scheidel did a barrel roll over the top, and that's number four on Trent Scheidel. And those are the kinds that will drive you crazy if you're a coach. The foul occurred on the defensive, or I should say on Nebraska Wesleyan's offensive end around the free throw line. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Sievers, Lindberg, Rindles, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Austin Kachi at the on the floor for the defenders. Austin out of the deep knee bend. Free throw is good. Austin Kachi knocks down the first one. He's got 10 points. And the defenders try to extend the lead to 9. Low scoring affair, 48-40. So Dort College with an 8 free throw here can make it a 9-point ball game at the 10:32 mark of the second half. Andrew Matisse just checked out. Kachi, second free throw is up and through. Kachi is now 11 of 12 from the free throw line this season. Andor College is on a 7-0 run. Wesleyan with the basketball. Well, they've given us a couple of stops that we asked for. Let's see if they can put another one on the board. With the basketball, left side is Schweitzer. Schweitzer goes underneath Johnson. Johnson pulling his way to the basket. His layup is good. He's got 11. He just lowered his shoulder, got around the defensive player. I believe that was Lindberg. And laid it up off of the glass with the left hand. Rindles with it out front. Rindles back over to Kachi. Kachi puts it up off of the glass, and he's fouled on the play, and Austin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I like what Austin has done the last two games now. Against Northwestern and now again this afternoon, he has attacked the hoop hard, and he has tried to finish. He has not changed his shot, but has instead gone up and said, if you're going to block me, you're going to foul me. Kachi to the free throw line. First free throw is up. Good. 12 for Austin. Dort College leads 50-42. Another free throw on the way. Trying to extend it back to 9 with 10 minutes remaining exactly on the clock, and Kachi drops that one through. 4 for 4 is Austin. Dort College leads 51-42. Bringing the basketball up is Trey Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley out front, guarded by Rindles. Comes back left side to Bradley. Bradley will put up a three. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Rindles. One and done. Here comes Dort College. You don't have to hurry it up now if you don't have the break. Pass goes into the corner. Kachi. Kachi will attack again. Puts it up. Shot no good. Tried to draw the foul again. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan in transition. Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson feeds it off. Baylor. Baylor. Pardon me. Bradley. Bradley shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. 9:24 left to play in the ballgame. Right side pass Dort College. Defenders by 9. Comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg, Rindles. Rindles looking down low to Trevor Waltersdorf. Instead they go high post. Sievers. Sievers underneath. Walt. Good. 2-point basket. Trevor Waltersdorf. He's got 5. Defenders lead double digits for the first time today. 53-42. And Wesleyan has timeouts to burn. They'll use one up here. 53-42. 9:04 remaining. Ball game. Back with more after this. Dort College with an 11-point lead at the 9:04 mark of this ball game. You keep playing defense, you put yourself in a pretty good position if you're Dort College. Wesleyan over the basketball. Byron Thompson, that is, gets the ball out front. Cliff Warner back into the game playing with 3 fouls. Thompson looks for the backdoor cut. Instead, they lob it down low for Schweitzer. Schweitzer guarded there by Sievers. Schweitzer puts it up, puts it down. Fade away from 10 feet. Not a great shot, but he gets it to go. 53-44. Not bad defense by the defenders. Pass goes right side. With it is Rindles. Rindles back over to Warner. Zone defense applied here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College needs to keep attacking. Rindles with it right side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh high post. Seavers. Seavers around the horn. They go back over to Cliff. Cliff to Seavers. Seavers underneath. Lindbergh. Lindbergh misses the shot underneath the basket. Taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Jonah Bradley. Chance to cut the 9-point lead down. They dump it down low. Shot is up. Count the hoop. 2-point basket for Trevor Johnson. They didn't call the foul. Dort College leads 53-46. They'd surrender back-to-back buckets. Wesleyan in a 2-3 zone. Cliff Warner with the basketball out front. Dort College will call a set from the sideline. 8 minutes remaining. Dort College by 7. Got to figure out a way to attack the zone. They get it underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff too strong off of the glass, but he got fouled on the play. 53-46. Dort College with free throws on the way from Trevor. He sure would rather have the 2-point field goal. I don't care what you say. I take field goals over free throws anytime. Tim Schweitzer has just picked up his fourth personal. That's trouble for Wesleyan. First free throw by Trevor is off the heel. No good. Another free throw on the way for Trevor. Dort College 53, Nebraska Wesleyan 46. Schweitzer has to check out of the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Trevor. This one's up, and he spins that one through. 8-point lead for the defenders. Walterstorff 2-for-4 from the charity stripe for the night. 8 points for the evening. Beg your pardon, 6 points for the evening. Steal by Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it back over to Warner. Dort College with a chance to build on the lead. Wesleyan will go back to a man-to-man. Warner goes high post. Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Tyler checked in at the last break. They look down low. They get it to Seavers. Seavers against Sass Karame. Seavers, soft hook shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Trevor taken away. Driving in. Layup is Byron Thompson. And Byron Thompson with a 2-point basket on the other end. And the Dort College lead is 54-48. Wesleyan has cut a 2-point, cut 2 points off of the lead. They've taken five off of what was an 11-point ball game 2 minutes ago. It's now a 6-point game, 54-48. Cliff with the basketball out front. Cliff over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi drives in, puts it up, shot no good, but cleaning up the mess is Trevor Walterstorff. 8 for Walterstorff as he finds the seam. Dort College leads 56-48, 6:45 remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball down 8. They pass it left, right side over to Bradley. Bradley bullying his way in, trapped momentarily. Now dumps it out front for Johnson. Johnson reverses. 3-pointer on the way. Thompson. No good. Rebound, Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff gets it away to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. 56-48. Kachi thought about the three. Back it goes Cliff. 6:20 remaining in the contest. Cliff with the basketball out front. Goes over to Trevor. Trevor with it right side back over to Kachi. Kachi into the corner, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, short corner, Trevor. Back over to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Back to Tyler. 10 to shoot for the defenders. 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Goes to Trevor. Trevor, bounce pass, Seavers. Seavers, 3 seconds left. He'll put it up. Hangs on the rim, won't drop through. And here comes Sass Karame. Karame with the rebound. He hands it off to Byron Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. Thompson goes to Karame. Karame, right side, it goes Bradley. 8-point lead for the defenders. You want another stop. They get it Jackson. Jackson, three, good. He hasn't gotten many open looks, but Eric Jackson knocks that one down. He's got 9, and the defender lead is 56-51, 5:30 remaining. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Right side, it goes Kachi. Ball screen, and a blocking foul called on Chris Seavers on the screen. 5:24 left to go in the game. Silly foul that time, and Chris Seavers gets called for it. Player control, so Seavers picks up his third. No free throws. Seavers will check out. Vogel will check in. 5:20 and counting. Still a long ways to go in this one. With it out front is Thompson. Thompson gives it up to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson back over to Thompson. It's a melee under the basket. Sean Kaiser just checked in. Shot no good in the lane by Jackson, but a foul on the play. 56-51, Dort College by 5. 5:09 remaining, and Jackson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 9 points for Eric Jackson this evening. He's picked his spots. Moments ago, he hit a 3. Now, he's a 67% free throw shooter. He's 1-for-3 today. Beg your pardon, now 2-for-3. He was 1-for-2. Another free throw coming for Jackson. Dort College still with the lead. But Jackson makes it a three-point difference, 56-53. Cliff Warner into the front court, 5 minutes remaining. Cliff Warner will dribble it up to the sideline. And a timeout charge to Dort College. So it was an 11-point lead at the 904 mark. Is now down to three at the 503 mark. Back with more after this.
Why leave?
Dort College calls the timeout. They have four remaining. Dort College has out rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan 36-24 so far. Six turnovers for the defenders today, five for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College 15 of 23 from the free throw line. Wesleyan 8 for 10. Other items of note, foul trouble. No one for Dort College with more than three. Chris Severs and Cliff Warner both have three. For Wesleyan, Trent Scheidel and Tim Schweitzer both have four, along with Sass Karame. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Warner passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi goes over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Now Sean Kaiser. Trevor, jumper, can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. Rebound, take it away. The 12-foot jumper by Waltersdorf. He's unable to knock it down, and here comes Wesleyan with a chance to cut it to one or tie. 4:42 remaining in the contest. Thompson gets it back over to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson gives it up to Bradley. Bradley into the corner. Nothing there. He's on the wing. 15 to shoot. Bounce pass underneath. Karame. Karame missed it! Oh, man, he was wide open. He could have jammed it through the cylinder. Instead, he tried to tickle it off the glass, and he was unable to do so. He's going to lay awake tonight thinking about that one if Nebraska Wesleyan doesn't win. Well, if it's a close ball game, he's going to think about it. Cliff Warner with the basketball, 15 seconds on the shot clock, 4 minutes remaining on the game clock. Austin Kachi, bounce pass down low. Vogel goes up strong, unable to finish though. It was halfway down, it spun back out. 4 minutes remaining. Wesleyan with the basketball. They go right side, give it up to Bradley. Bradley drives in, nothing there. They give it off to Johnson. Johnson puts up the shot off of the glass, good. Trevor Johnson with 15. And the Dort College lead is 56-55. They've gotten two good shots on their last two possessions, have the defenders. They just haven't dropped through. Trevor Waltersdorf over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Warner. Warner on the right side. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right wing. 15 on the shot clock. Sean Kaiser comes back over to Trevor. Trevor back over to Cliff. Cliff, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan up the floor with it and a chance to take the lead. Wesleyan on a run right now. Dort College led 56-48. Shot is up by Karame, no good, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul goes on Jordan Vogel. That's his third. 2:59 left to go in the game. Sass Karame to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's a 60% free throw shooter. He missed a short shot moments ago. He was fouled in the act of shooting this time, and the free throw is up and through. He ties it up at 56. So Karame, his first point of the day. He's got another one coming. I think Wesleyan might use a timeout if he makes it. Wesleyan has scored now 9 points in a row. And he makes that one. 57-56. Nebraska Wesleyan takes the lead back with 2:59 remaining. Well, it's the utmost importance you get a good possession here. Bringing the basketball up will be Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball in between the circles. 2-3 zone applied by Wesleyan. Austin Kachi with it. Kachi gets a ball screen. He's going to put up a three. Bang, bang, bang. They're going to give him the bucket, I believe. The three-point shot goes, but they're going to call a foul on the rebound. So the three-point basket counts, and free throws on the other end for Tim Schweitzer. They call the foul on the rebound on the defenders, and that's going to go on Trevor Waltersdorf, I believe. So Dort College leads for the moment, 59-57. But Wesleyan will be shooting the double bonus from here on out. Dort College is shooting double bonus free throws as well. Schweitzer, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, makes the first one. He can tie it up here. So on that sequence, Austin Kachi made the three. Now Schweitzer shooting to tie it, and he makes it. Our second tie of the basketball game comes at the 2:46 mark of the contest, 59-59. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Cliff goes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets a ball screen. Trevor back over to Austin. Austin with the ball. Austin on the right wing, looking down low, gets it to Vogel. Vogel puts it up, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, 2:25 and counting. Wesleyan shooting to take the lead again. With the basketball is Eric Jackson. Jackson with the ball. Jackson, they give it up. And traveling with it, no, we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. Late call, but Jonah Bradley's going to go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. It's foul number four on Dort College's Jordan Vogel. 2:15 left to play, so still a lot of time remaining in this one. Jonah Bradley to the free throw line to shoot two. It's double bonus time for Nebraska Wesleyan. So the free throw on the way for Bradley. Bradley has not shot a free throw today. And he leaves that one short, and it skips out. Chris Severs is in. Vogel is out. Lindbergh is in. Tyler Waltersdorf is out. It's 59-59 with 2:15 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Bradley, and this one's up, and he spins that one through. So Jonah Bradley makes one of two. He's got eight. Dort College trails 60-59. Cliff Warner with the basketball. 2:09 remaining. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Severs. Severs. Hook shot in the lane. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the three-point play. Dort College leads 61-60 pending the free throw. 2:01 remaining. Fouling out of the contest is Tim Schweitzer. He will leave with 7 points at the 2:01 mark. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Cam Shuknick still pleading his case. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Free throw on the way for Chris Severs after the long wait, and he leaves it short. 61-60, Dort College with a lead. Severs is now 4-for-6 from the free throw line. 1:55 and counting, ball game. With the basketball is Bradley. Bradley guarded by, gets it over to Johnson. Johnson to Karame. Karame out front to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball comes back over to Bradley. Bradley on the right side. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. They feed it down low for Johnson. Johnson spins. Nothing there. Comes back over to Bradley. Bradley drives in. Puts it up. Blocked. Rebound taken away by Kostachi. 1:28 left to go in the contest. Dort College with the lead in the basketball. They call for a set play from the sideline. Warner with a basketball, 1:20 and counting. They go high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Austin. Kachi with a basketball. Kachi gives it up to Trevor. Trevor right side, Cliff. 1:10 remaining, 17 on the shot clock. They feed it underneath, Severs. Severs, left-handed hook, missed it. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan, and now Wesleyan will walk it up. Into the front court is Thompson, and Thompson calls for a timeout across midcourt. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College by one. We'll resume play in a moment.
Are you a parent, relative, or friend of a young adult planning to go to college? Challenge them to think about their talents and gifts and how they can use them to serve God. There is so much diversity among institutions of higher education, so help young adults through encouragement and prayer to choose a college that enables them to glorify and serve Him in everything they do. Dort College will equip young adults for a lifetime of knowing, loving, and serving the Lord. Check out Dort on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball after the timeout. They haven't broken the timeout huddle yet. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. 57.9 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College by a point. Wesleyan to inbound the basketball. They get it into Thompson. Dort College needs another stop. Thompson with the basketball out front. He goes right side over to Bradley. Bradley to Thompson. Thompson's going to test the waters. Nothing there. Goes to Schweitzer. Schweitzer puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Beg your pardon, that's Scheidel. I've been getting those two mixed up most of the afternoon. Scheidel is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair with the chance to tie or give his team the lead. So two free throws on the way for Scheidel. Scheidel, 2 points, 8.9 points per game average. He makes one, he ties it. He makes both. He gives his team a lead with 46.4 seconds remaining. So Scheidel, who has not been to the free throw line today, will go there for the first time here in a critical situation. Left-hander's free throw is up and no good. Another free throw on the way. Lindbergh and Severs have inside position down low. Walterstorff and Kachi, that's Trevor and Cliff Warner on the floor. Shooting for the tie here now is Scheidel. And he makes that one. We're deadlocked at 61. Scheidel makes one of two, and we're tied. He's got 3 points. Here come the defenders. Warner with the basketball. Warner over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Trevor. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. With the basketball out front is Kachi. Kachi to Warner. And a timeout on the floor with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College will expend a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Both teams are in the double bonus. 25.6 seconds left to go in regulation. 61-61 our score. 15 seconds on the shot clock. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College has 3 timeouts remaining. Wesleyan has 2. Warner, Lindbergh, Trevor Walterstorff, Severs, and Kachi on the floor for the defenders right now. Wesleyan has not broken their huddle yet. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. So a 10-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Cliff Warner to inbound the basketball. Been a while since we've been in a real nail-biter, so buckle up, Buttercup. Well, the basketball is Warner. Warner out front, 11 to shoot. He's got it on the right side, drives down to the baseline, gets it away, and it's taken away by Wesleyan, and Wesleyan now gets the ball back on the pick and roll. Dort College fails to execute. They turn it over, and now the defenders need a defensive stop with 16 seconds remaining. Wesleyan can hold for the final shot and try to win it in regulation. A mis-executed pick and roll. And now Wesleyan calls the timeout. They've got the length of the floor in front of them with 16 seconds remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is what we anticipated, a low-scoring affair. This was a 31-26 ball game at halftime. Dort College had the lead. Dort College had an 11-point lead at 53-42 with 9:04 remaining. Wesleyan went to a zone for a couple possessions, and that slowed the defenders up. Wesleyan proceeded to go on a run to tie it back up at 59-59 with 2:46 remaining in regulation. They took a lead at 60-59. Dort College answered back with a two-point field goal by Chris Sievers. And now Jordan Vogel is back on the floor for Sievers. So Dort College sets their defense up. See if you can get a steal. It's double bonus free throws as well for both teams. We'll see if that factors in here over the final 16 seconds. Wesleyan will inbound on the far baseline with Trent Scheidel. They've got plenty of time, and they can get it up to half court and then decide to call another timeout if they want. They've got a timeout to burn yet. Probably don't want to use it up if you don't have to, obviously. Into the front court with the basketball is Johnson. Trevor Johnson has the basketball, and Wesleyan will do exactly that. They'll call another timeout with 10.8 seconds left across half court. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCO. Wesleyan has the basketball tied up 61-61. They'll inbound on the far sideline just inside their offensive end of half court. Throwing it in will be Eric Jackson. They get the ball inbounded to Thompson. 9 seconds left. Thompson with the dribble. He goes high post to Scheidel. Scheidel to Thompson. Thompson gets around a defensive player, lays it up on the rim. No good. Rebound tapped out, and that's the end of regulation. Dort College gets a defensive stop. Now we put another 5 minutes on the clock, and we head to free basketball. 61-61, more than you paid for today. Back with the overtime session right after this. We head to the overtime session. 61-61 our score. Fully anticipated a nail biter. They always are here, it seems. Dort College unable to shake this Nebraska Wesleyan team. Looked like they might about midway through the second half, and then Wesleyan fought their way back. Dort College on the opening tap, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan able to race to the basketball. That's Eric Jackson. Jackson gives it up over to Byron Thompson. And Thompson will set the offense. Thompson, they come back over to Jackson. Jackson whispers through a jumper from the top of the key. He's got 13 hard-earned points tonight. Dort College back on the other end. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Gets it back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. Vogel up at the rim, lays it up, good. Jordan Vogel with 11. Dort College lead, ties it up at 63-63. Now you got to get some stops strung together. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson looking back door, instead comes back out front to Bradley. Bradley, they go high post. Jackson. Jackson guarded by Trevor. Jackson bounces it down low for Scheidel. Scheidel crosses over. His shot at the rim won't go through. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Dort College gets the ball with a chance to retake the lead. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner on the right wing, pick and roll. Vogel unable to get open. They get it back over to Vogel. Vogel gets it back over to Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi comes back over to Warner. 3:30 and counting, overtime. Lindberg with the basketball, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Back over to Vogel. Vogel, Kachi. Kachi wants to move, and he dribbles it out of bounds. I thought it went off of a Nebraska Wesleyan player out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball instead. Certainly looked like the ball took a bounce off of a Nebraska Wesleyan player's foot. Now Wesleyan brings it up. Byron Thompson. Thompson on the wing. Thompson stops. Gets it back over to Jackson. Jackson, three, good. Eric Jackson with the three-point basket, and Wesleyan has taken a three-point lead, 66-63, and now a blocking foul called on the other end on Wesleyan. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Trent Scheidel has just fouled out with 3 points at the 3:05 mark. Well, Eric Jackson has picked his spots. He's got 16 points. He's got all 5 points for Wesleyan here in the overtime. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Sas Karame will check into the contest. Checking out is Scheidel as he fouls out with 3:05 left in overtime. So Wesleyan has lost two post players. Trevor Johnson has played a pretty good ball game in relief, though. He's got 15 points. He's 6'5". He's been pretty handy around the basket. Trevor Waltersdorf to shoot a pair. He's 2 for 4 this afternoon from the free throw line. Free throw for Trevor is up. Too strong, no good. Rattles and falls out. 3:05 remaining in the overtime. Waltersdorf will try to make it a two-point ball game and then try to get a stop on the other end, will Dort College. So another free throw on the way for Trevor Waltersdorf. So the second free throw on the way for Walt is up and good. So Walt makes 1 of 2 again. That's the third time today he's done that. And the defenders trail 66-64. 3 minutes remaining in overtime. Wesleyan with a lead in the basketball, a chance to go up by two possessions. They go to Johnson. Johnson layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Trevor Johnson will go to the free throw line where he's 3 for 4. Not typical for a 44% free throw shooter. He's been playing with a lot of confidence today, and that's foul number 5 on Chris Sievers. Sievers has just picked up his 5th, so he will foul out with 10 points at the 250 mark. So another free throw opportunity here for Trevor Johnson. He's got 15, trying to extend the lead for Wesleyan in overtime. 66-64, Wesleyan leads. So two free throws for Johnson. He's 3 for 4, now 4 for 5. I don't know what he ate for breakfast today, but he should do that every game day, especially from the free throw line. He's now 4 for 5, entered the game, 8 of 18. Playing with a little more focus today, it would appear. Missed that one short, no good, so it's a three-point ball game, 67-64. Cliff Warner into the front court. Warner will set the offense, zone defense applied by Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College will pull it out, set it up, right side Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh, Lindbergh with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner, 2:33 remaining in the overtime. They go high post, Vogel. Vogel, Kachi, Kachi back over to Cliff. Cliff at the point, Vogel at the 17-foot mark. Goes to Kachi, Kachi outside Warner, 6 to shoot. Comes inside Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf hook shot, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Not a great execution by Dort College on the offensive end, and now Nebraska Wesleyan has the lead in the basketball, and they'll run some clock. 2:05 remaining. They can take it down to about a minute 40. Wesleyan over the basketball. They go out front. Thompson. Thompson on the left side. Dort College looks like they're in a zone. Thompson directing traffic. Comes back over to Jackson. Jackson to Thompson. Thompson looking for the cross-court pass. Drives the lane. Missed the layup. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Wesleyan, and they'll run more clock. Comes over to Jackson. Jackson, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner into the front court. 1:35 and counting. Overtime. Dort College down 3. Trevor with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Somebody's got to make a shot. Cliff goes left corner. Lindbergh, he'll spot up. 3-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound, Vogel, and he's called for a push. Lindbergh had a good look at the 3. It rimmed off, and now Tyler Waltersdorf will have to check in for Jordan Vogel. Things not getting any easier for the defenders. And free throws on the way for Karame. Sas Karame with 2 points. He hit 2 free throws at the end of regulation to give Wesleyan the lead. Dort College down 3, and they can make it a two-possession ball game. Karame's first free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way for Karame. Well, if you're Dort College, you don't need a 3 on this possession. A quick 2 will suffice and then get a defensive stop. Another free throw on the way for Karame. This one's up, and he makes that one. So it's a 4-point ball game. That's the big one. Makes it a two-possession contest, 68-64. For the basketball, Warner. Now Dort College needs a quick bucket of some sort, whether it's a 2 or a 3. Tyler with the basketball. He penetrates. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Timeout on the floor. Dort College trails 68-66. They've got 68-68 up on the board. And now they'll take two off of the board for the defenders. And that's right, 68-66. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. 1:13 remaining in overtime. Nebraska Wesleyan 68, Dort College 66. On the floor for the defenders, Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff, Austin Kachi, Kyle Lindberg, and Cliff Warner. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Sas Karame, Trevor Johnson, Eric Jackson, Jonah Bradley, and Byron Thompson. Wesleyan leads by two. They've got the basketball. They can run at the width of the they can run the baseline. Karame will inbound the basketball. He gets it inbounded to Trevor Johnson. Dort College shows full court pressure defense. Bringing it up is Johnson. His team leading by two. They pass it left side Bradley. 1 minute remaining now. 23 on the game on the shot clock. They go high post. Jackson. Jackson working on Trevor Walterstorff. He hit a big three earlier in the overtime. They look down low for Johnson. Instead, it's Thompson. Thompson backing out. Now he's going to try to drive in, and he lost it on the way up, but a blocking foul called on the defenders, and Byron Thompson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 42.6 seconds remaining. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Tyler Walterstorff. And two free throws coming for Thompson, who is making 39% of his free throws this season. Thompson's first free throw is up, no good. 42.6 seconds remaining. This will make it a three-point ball game if he can convert. That rebound kicked out long, so you got to be boxing out everywhere. Second free throw on the way by Thompson is up, and he makes that one. It's a three-point game, 69-66. 42 seconds remaining. Thompson makes one of two. Warner into the front court. A three-pointer ties it. 35 seconds. Tyler with it back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with 10. Dort College ties it up at 69. 30 seconds remaining. Now you need a stop. Wesleyan can hold for the final shot of overtime and try to win it in the first overtime session. Cliff Warner knocks down the long three. We're tied at 69s. Timeout, Wesleyan. Back with more after this. Dort College in Nebraska Wesleyan deadlocked. 26.3 seconds left in overtime. It's Wesleyan basketball. Dort College playing without two of their regulars. Nebraska Wesleyan playing without two of their regulars. Vogel and Sievers were lost to fouls in the overtime. Nebraska Wesleyan lost Tim Schweitzer near the end of regulation, and they lost Trent Scheidel at the end of at the midpoint of the overtime session. Eric Jackson will inbound the basketball. Wesleyan can hold for the final shot of the overtime and try to win it. They get it inbounded to Thompson. Wesleyan does not have a timeout remaining. They pass it right side over to Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Karame. Karame back over to Thompson. Thompson, he'll try to work it in. He picks up his dribble, passes it back over to Bradley. Bradley with the basketball, 9 seconds left. Back over to Thompson. Thompson swings at Jackson. Jackson, two, good. 4.2 seconds remaining, and the Dort College defenders trail by two, and they've got the length of the floor to go as Eric Jackson rubs off a screen and knocks the shot down. He's got 18. He's been a defender killer over the years, and he does it again today. Let's see if it's a fatal blow, though. Eric Jackson makes the two from the left wing. I have him down now for 18 points unofficially. So Dort College, with 4.2 seconds left, has one timeout remaining. They have to go the length of the floor, down by two. Timeout charge to the defenders. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. on the World Wide Web at, that's World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College does have a timeout remaining with 4 seconds left to go. They have a timeout remaining with 4 seconds remaining in overtime. They get the ball inbounded to midcourt, and Trevor Walterstorff calls another timeout. 3.7 seconds left to go, as they were awfully quick on that. Walterstorff went up, grabbed it. They call the timeout, and they took 5/10 of a second off. And I don't think they're going to put any more time on the clock. You got to allow a little bit of time for lag. So with 3.7 seconds left, Dort College will inbound at midcourt, and both teams are out of timeouts. A 2 ties it, a 3 wins it. Dort College is down 71-69. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We were tied 61-61 at the end of overtime, or I should say at the end of regulation, sending it to overtime. We were then tied at 63-69. Dort College has not led in the extra session. So Dort College will inbound the basketball in front of the scorer's bench, right to the right of the Dort College bench. And it comes down to this. Cliff Warner inbounding. Austin Kachi is on the left wing. Trevor Walterstorff is out near the ball. Warner gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce. Three off the rim. No good. And that's the ball game. 71-69. Nebraska Wesleyan prevails in overtime. Cliff Warner took a shot off the dribble that would have won it. It hit off of the rim. And Nebraska Wesleyan earns their first win of the conference season. They're now 1-4 in the conference. 5-4 overall. Dort College, for the third time in as many Saturdays, goes on the road to Nebraska and comes away with a loss. Dort College now 9-3 and 2-3 in the conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the Snyder Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, things continue to get muddy for the Dort College defenders as they are unable to gain any traction today on the road. They lose to Nebraska Wesleyan, 71-69 in overtime, a game in which Dort College led by as many as 11. That was at 53-42 with 9:04 left to go in regulation. From there, Wesleyan cut the lead down. Well, actually, it was still an 8-point lead at 54-46. And 56-48, Dort College was still up 8. From there, though, Wesleyan went on a 9-0 run to go from down 8 to up 1. That spanned about two and a half minutes is all. We were tied again at 59 with 2:46 left to go in the game. Wesleyan took the lead at 60-59. Dort College took the lead back with a 2-point field goal by Chris Severs at 61-60 with 2:01 remaining. And we ended up tied at the end of regulation, 61-61. Wesleyan hit the first bucket of the overtime period. Eric Jackson hit another three moments later. And Eric Jackson had 7 points in the extra session, seven of his team's 10. And Dort College gets a shot at the end of the overtime. Cliff Warner off the dribble, one dribble to his left. A three-pointer that would have won it, rimmed off. And Nebraska Wesleyan escapes with the overtime victory, 71-69 here at the Snyder Arena. Dort College led unofficially by Austin Kachi, 16 points. Nebraska Wesleyan's Eric Jackson ends with 19 unofficially. Back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. Here are the numbers. Dort College led Nebraska Wesleyan 31-26. Nebraska Wesleyan outscores Dort College in the second half 35-30. Wesleyan then outscores Dort College 10-8 in overtime. 71-69 is how the game ended. Dort College 23 of 60 from the floor, 38.3%. 7 of 15 on threes, 46.7%. 16 of 26 from the free throw line, 61.5%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 24 of 56 from the floor, 42.9%. 6 of 18 on threes, 33.3%. Free throws, Nebraska Wesleyan closed well. They were 3 of 6 in overtime, but in the second half, they were 10 for 12 from the free throw line. Figures out to 70.8% total. Dort College out rebounds Nebraska Wesleyan 42 to 34. Turnovers, Dort College 8, Nebraska Wesleyan with 5. Before we get into the individual numbers, Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, and a disappointment for the Dort College defenders as they lose in overtime 71 to 69. Let's take it piece by piece, Coach. First half, Nebraska Wesleyan jumps out to a lead. Your team steadily fought your way back in, and it felt like you had the momentum heading into the locker room. What gave you that momentum after getting down early 6-0?
I thought, Mike, we did a good job in the first half after getting down or just continuing to be patient and play our game. I thought our defense was solid. I thought offensively we were getting some good shots that just weren't falling, and we went into the locker room, you know, up 5. Thought we had played a decent first half, really. I thought the effort was outstanding. Thought the guys are really working hard and well together defensively. You know, I really was pleased with where we were at halftime.
Second half. The first 10 or 11 minutes, you're able to build a lead, got up by 11. What allowed you to do that?
I thought we did a good job of getting stops, and you know, we were defending a little bit better. We were working the ball offensively well. We were getting high-percentage shots from our bigs inside. Trevor was getting some offensive boards and getting some things there. I thought we were just really efficient offensively. Overall, we didn't shoot it quite as well as we wanted to today. I thought our shot selection was really good. Simply the difference in the second half, we just let Jackson and Johnson get baskets. And we had covered them up pretty well in the first half. Second half, they went to town on us, and they really were the difference in really what was a well-played, hard-fought game, unfortunately.
In the second half or into overtime then, they got that early lead, and you're able to match them basket and basket. They missed some free throws down the stretch, but it just felt like things just weren't quite there in that extra five-minute session. And getting to overtime after getting a defensive stop, I felt like your team probably had some new life, but you just couldn't get over the hump in that last 5 minutes.
No, we couldn't. We could never get on top and play with the lead. You know, we'd go into some different lineups because of Chris and Jordan being out of the game. That certainly hurt us as well. You know, I thought both of them were aggressive throughout the night. But I thought we really battled today. I did. There's no other way to really say it. You just got to find a way to dig deep and win this thing.
Individually, I liked what Nathan Rendles did. We talked about it last week. He had to find him some more minutes. In the first half, he came in for Cliff Warner when he had some fouls. He gave you some good minutes. And I just wonder if he's maybe that freshness that this team needs, something different moving forward.
He is. And he and Cliff actually played together in the second half. So we are trying to find ways to get him more minutes, no doubt about it. But he was pretty good again tonight, you know, and he's just aggressive competitor like we've talked about before. And, yeah, we just use him in a little bit different role to get him on the floor a little bit more tonight.
Trying to put some positives on this one. I thought Tyler Walterstorff took a step forward this evening.
This was the best he's looked this year. Yep, he made a significant leap forward. I hope it's a sign of things to come. His conditioning is getting better, and, you know, he did some really good things for us today.
We talked so many times, you can't let losses or wins linger. Next week is a huge week for your team heading into the semester break, and now the Christmas break is in sight for this team. You need two good outings against two very good ball clubs, one of them on the road Wednesday night at Morningside, one at home with Briar Cliff.
Yep, it's going to be a really difficult week. There's no question about it. Both teams are very good, and you know, we just need to suck it up and find a way to come out on top. You know, I like this team. I really think the last week and a half they have turned the corner a little bit in terms of working together and really making a concerted effort. Today we just didn't quite get it done.
Here are the scores today, Coach, in case you're curious. We aren't to the point where we're scoreboard watching yet, but we still like to do it, take a look at things. Hastings beat Briarcliff in Hastings, 88-69. Midland beat Mount Marty in Fremont, 62-54. Dakota Wesleyan went on the road and beat Concordia 75-65. Doan drops Morningside 76-60. And then in the non-conference game, Northwestern defeats the de facto Great Plains Athletic Conference team, Dakota State, 77-62. Here then are the standings on the men's side of things. We'll get back to the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Doan is 5-1. They've got a little breathing room. They have to go to Concordia this week. Morningside, Northwestern, and Hastings now have two losses each. Northwestern and Hastings both 4-2. Morningside, 3-2. Dort College and Briarcliff and Midland all have 3-3 records. Concordia is 2-4. Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, and Nebraska Wesleyan are 1-4. In women's basketball earlier today, it was Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan 67-34, Briarcliff over Hastings 82-69, Mount Marty over Midland 84-71, Concordia 78, Dakota Wesleyan 56, Morningside 69, Doan College 48, Northwestern a big winner over Martin Luther 105-56. Let's get back to the numbers. Dort College was led today by Austin Kachi, 16 points, 4 for 10 from the floor, 4 for 7 on threes. 11 points for Jordan Vogel, 11 points for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff was a perfect 4 for 4 from the floor. 10 points each for Chris Severs and Cliff Warner, 9 for Trevor Walterstorff, all in the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan was led by Eric Jackson with 19 points. Trevor Johnson had 17. 8 points each for Jonah Bradley and Tim Schweitzer. 3 for Trent Scheidel. 5 for Byron Thompson. 3 for Trey Beardsley. Bardsley, that is. 5 for Andrew Matisse. And 3 for Sas Karame. Kyle Lindberg led Dort College with 11 rebounds. Trevor Walterstorff had 8 rebounds, 7 of them offensive, 1 of them defensive. 6 rebounds for Jordan Vogel before fouling out. Chris Severs had 2 rebounds. Cliff Warner had 1. Nathan Rindles and Sean Kaiser each had 3. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Tim Schweitzer had 5. Eric Jackson had 5. Trevor Johnson had 7. 3 for Trent Scheidel. 2 for Jonah Bradley. 6 for Sas Karame. 3 assists for Austin Kachi to lead Dort College. 2 assists for Trevor Walterstorff. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Trent Scheidel had 4. Byron Thompson had 4 assists. Tim Schweitzer and Jonah Bradley each had 3. Two different players had 1 steal each for Nebraska Wesleyan. Two different players had 1 steal each for the Dort College defenders. Dort College now 3-3 in the conference, 9-3 overall. Nebraska Wesleyan 5-4 and 1-4. Next up for the defenders, women's and men's basketball will be Wednesday night when they travel the Morningside to take on the Mustangs. Next game for the Dort College women will be a women's game only against Martin Luther on Monday night at 6 o'clock. I believe that's going to do it for our post-game wrap-up. That's the Wireless World post-game wrap. So we get a split on the road again for the third Saturday in as many tries. The Dort College women get the win. The Dort College men take an overtime loss. That'll do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.